Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, September 15th. Andromeda is best known for the Andromeda Galaxy, M31. But that's not the constellation's only good deep sky object. One of them is inside our own galaxy, a dying star known as the Blue Snowball Nebula. Even though it's much closer than the Andromeda Galaxy, the Snowball is still a good jaunt from Earth, about 5,500 light years. It's a bubble of gas and dust expelled by a star at the end of its life. The star's nuclear reactor, its hot core, is switching off. Radiation from the core is blowing away the star's outer layers. That bubble spans close to a light year, and it's expanding at about 60,000 miles per hour. The gas is energized by ultraviolet light from the core, causing it to glow. Seen through a telescope, it looks like a blue snowball. With the outer layers barreling away from it, the core is exposed to view. It's tiny, only about 10% the diameter of the Sun, but it's much, much hotter than the surface of the Sun, so it shines thousands of times brighter. Before long, though, the core's nuclear fire will be extinguished. The core will continue to shine, but at a tiny fraction of the Sun's brilliance. With no energy source to light it up, the blue snowball will melt away. Andromeda is low in the east and northeast as night falls. The nebula is at the right edge of the constellation, not far to the left of the Great Square of Pegasus. Tomorrow, a faint eclipse. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.